Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's the second half of the John Kincaid Show now because we're back to 4 hours while the NFL sleeps until September, but it never sleeps. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage, with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. Appreciate you making time for the show every single week. Follow along on Twitter at John Kincaid. You're listening at CBS Sports Radio. Get involved on the any kind of social media with that too. If you are not listening on one of your great affiliates, and last week we did a little census on when your local affiliate cuts out, do they cut out? I was shocked hearing so many affiliates take an hour, cut out for an hour, and come back. So if that happens to you, then all you got to do is just go to CBS Sports app, go to SiriusXM 206, listen at radio.com. So they have a ton of different options to be able to listen to the show anytime that you wish. And we love our local affiliates, even when you cut away for the hunting and fishing show, the religious hour, the whatever it is. We love you. And we hope that you carry as many hours as possible. Great, great people. The 8 o'clock Eastern time hour begins with this. So we're halfway home. 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern time every single Sunday. I would love, and you know I would be respectful doing it. I would love to debate baseball economics with Justin Verlander. I love watching Justin Verlander pitch. I admire his talent. A power pitcher to me is one of the best things to watch. Really admire Verlander. His understanding of economics, nah, not so much. His understanding of business, nah, not so much. Justin Verlander stepping up this week. He's the spokesperson for Major League Baseball system is broken. Yes. The baseball is broken. Our economic system is broken. We've got great stars. And I mean, here it is. And these guys are, you know, baseball's broken. It needs to be fixed. Interesting. Baseball's broken. Now, I don't know what Old Dominion, if they didn't teach business. But let me give you this, and that's where Justin's from, if you didn't know. Justin Verlander has been made a very, very rich man by earning it, by Major League Baseball owners fighting for his services, wanting to have his services, and being willing to pay for his services. That's awesome. Good for Justin, and he's earned that opportunity. And Bryce Harper and Manny Machado have earned their opportunity also. And I promise you, they are both going to be handsomely paid. When this thing's all done, they're going to be handsomely paid. But what Major League Baseball owners aren't going to do is be stupid as they've been in the past. And when guys like Justin Verlander tell, well, the system's broken because Manny Machado and Bryce Harper haven't gotten 10-year deals right now. What? The system's broken because of that? Now, I am going by, I was able to document from four different major print outlets that cover Major League Baseball, including CBS, including ESPN, including Bleacher Report, where both of the players, Manny Machado and Bryce Harper, both were looking for 10-year deals or longer, reportedly. And they were looking for an out in their contracts. So wait a minute here. Both of these guys want their cake and they want to eat it too. They want a 10-year contract. But they only want the 10-year contract to apply to the team, not to them. They want an out. So if I'm not happy after 4 years, I want an out. If Justin Verlander doesn't understand. Now, look, I am assuming that that's what they've asked for. And I'm making an assumption, and I'm clearly stating that because of the fact that, well, first off, it's been documented any one of a number of major news outlets. And I've heard nothing from the Machado or Harper camp to dispute those claims. But if they want a 10-year contract, but they also want an out where they get to leave when they want after 3 years or 4 years or whatever, because why do they want that? They want another bite at the big money apple if they've been successful these 3 years and baseball economics go up 3 or 4 years down the line. So they want what's best for them. And not what's best for the team. But they want to have in the bag a 10-year guaranteed contract that if they choose to, let's say they underachieve. Let's say they've been injury riddled. Let's say they don't perform. Let's say baseball revenues don't go up. They want the guarantee too. You know what doesn't work? That. In a negotiation, that doesn't work. You can't want it all and then want the out also. Unless a team is convinced that you'll take the out and they're willing to trust they can get 3 or 4 years out of you and then you're going to move on and they'll be okay with it. They can win in that window. Justin Verlander, the system's not broken. Do you ever think player demands may be broken? I guarantee if I went to CBS and said, I want this amount of dollars guaranteed to do the John Kincaid Show for the next 5 years. Guarantee me it. Oh, but wait a minute. But after 2 years, I want the ability to void the deal and walk away and go somewhere else. Well, first off, they would tell me to pound sand. Because that's not a negotiation. That's a, I want everything. And then I also want more. This will all get worked out. And Machado and Harper will be very well paid. But one thing is clear. Sanity has returned to baseball economics.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.